The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything that you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe's features like available H-Track all-wheel drive, standard third-row seating, available dual wireless charging pads ensure that you can take on any adventure. Available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads, so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. I've been so pumped to take a couple of friends with our road bikes to some of the trails nearby, and now I can bring the entire crew, my dog, and all of our gear with that third row. Learn more about the new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
Let me tell you who's doing sneakers the best in the game right now. That's New Balance. The 2-Way V4... featuring this groundbreaking use of technology with fresh foam. It's called Fuel Cell, creating this combination that we love of rebound and cushioning. Fresh foam offers unparalleled cushioning for maximum comfort your entire game from start to finish. The upper construction features this lightweight textile that reduces weight, which we all need, I know I do, while remaining supportive and breathable. Hard to find that combo. The 2-Way V4 gives you the tools that you need to play at a high level. Learn more and purchase the 2-Way V4 at newbalance.com.
This speaker works. Let's go. On this episode of the Heat Check, it's unfortunate. And it's sad, because I love the drama. But unfortunately, Kevin Durant has changed his mind. He's going back to Brooklyn. He is committed to winning a franchise championship with this franchise. At least for now. Do I think it's the end? Come on, stop it. So we break down this news. We look into Golden State's latest diamond in the rough. Patrick Baldwin Jr. We break down LeBron James's new contract, what that means for his future. Look at the impact of Chet Holmgren's injuries that might have on pro-ams. And, of course, discuss the shady, shady moves that the Chicago Bulls just made. So do me a favor and Brock, drop that beat. About you, but I'm disappointed in what could have been. It's like when you see that smoke show at the bar and you're like, yeah, your friends tell you they seem great, you meet them, and then you're just like, it's just not gonna work. All that excitement, all that anticipation, just to lead to a goddamn zero, just nothing, just nothingness. You've wasted our summer, KD. God damn it. I've been waiting and hoping and wishing for a trade to go down, and now you're running it back with Ben Simmons at the five. Nets have somehow convinced Kevin Durant to stick around in Brooklyn after he was 10 toes down on this trade request. No, Josiah, I want out. No idea what was said. No idea what kind of bargain was struck. But he was assuaged. For sure. He was assuaged. The one thing that we know, the trade request has at this point been rescinded, and he is, and they are, quote, willing to move forward with their partnership with one goal in mind, to bring a championship to Brooklyn. If you're saying to yourself, yawn, if you're bored by this, if you think it was better when we had all of this KD trade rumors, every single team under the land, I've got news for you. You think this is over? No shot. If you think that it's just all rainbows and roses and carrots and peas, no. Come on. We've got some of the most problematic chaotic players on one roster under one roof playing for one of the least experienced coaches in all of basketball. You think this is going to just calm down? Stop it. This is what happened. Okay, this is the analogy that I have. So it's like when a guy and a girl have been living together and they're supposed to be doing this for the long term. All of a sudden, the guy says, hey, I don't want to be with you anymore. I don't want to be in a relationship, period, anymore. I know that we've had no problems. I know we have one hiccup. And the girl's like, no, it's not fair to the relationship and what we've built. You have to try to make this work. Come on, let's stick to it. Just give me like one more year. Our lease is up. Our lease is up next summer. Let's have this conversation maybe in May. And they begrudgingly agree. Do you think that he really still wants to be with you after you basically forced him into staying together for respecting what you guys have built? No, it's just one hiccup, I promise. He told the Nets, listen, the only way I'll stay with you is if you stop hanging out with all your friends and you disavow your entire family. And she was like, not going to do that, but I still think we should stay together. He has not changed his mind. Oh, baby, come on. Think about the guys on this team. Kyrie Irving, Ben Simmons, just chit-chatting in Kevin Durant's ears. These are two guys that are steadfast in their decisions. Kyrie Irving, he was not getting vaccinated. Oh, baby, was not happening no matter what. No matter if James Harden forced his way out, Kyrie wasn't changing his mind. Ben Simmons, I'm out. I'm not playing another fucking game for these Sixers. KD in this situation is the rational one. They are going to be egging him on. Bro, you should do what's best for you, bro. Like, I know you love basketball, but maybe you don't have to come in 3 hours early like usual. The seeds of dissension are here. They are growing. They are not squashed. And if you're Joe Tsai and you think that it's just all good now, listen, it's not. It's not. Drama follows Kyrie wherever he goes. From Boston, Cleveland, now here in Brooklyn. Like, he's a revolutionary in his mind. He's not going to let anything slide. Ben Simmons, like I said, he's firm in his beliefs. Like, if you think that these three aren't going to have troubles and perils between them, let alone against the organization, they could stage a coup. These are KD's consigliaries. These are his advice givers. And I tell you what, they're not nearly as reasonable as Kevin. The relationship to me is too fractured. There is no coming back. Kevin has 4 years left on his contract. You think he's going to? There is no shot he remains as a Net through duration of this contract. Too many things have been done. Too many things have been said. So how do we get to the point where Kevin Durant said, yeah, fuck it, I'll just come back? He has no leverage. There's no leverage, baby. Baby, you want to go, and every time you tell the world you're steadfast and going, it brings your price down. Our price remains here, and we get further and further from moving you. So just help us out and stay committed to the franchise at least a little bit so that we can move your ass. Please let us fleece the rest of the league, right? We've got who is to blame? It's a move. It shut the whole league down. This move, it stopped the entire NBA in its tracks. Trade stopped moving completely to a standstill. It was about as chaotic and as dramatic as the first player to get COVID in the NBA.
At Alma, we know the connection between you and your therapist matters. But if you're already feeling stressed and burnt out, the idea of trying to find a therapist you really connect with can be overwhelming. That's why Alma's focused on helping you find the right therapist for you. When you browse their online directory, you can filter your search based on the qualities that are most important to you. Then you can book a free 15-minute consultation call with any therapist you're interested in seeing, so you can get a feel for whether they're the right fit before you commit to a full-length session. Alma also makes it easy for mental health care providers to navigate insurance. That's why 95% of therapists in their directory accept insurance for sessions, so you can find care that's affordable without stressing about the paperwork. You want to talk to someone, but not just anyone. Alma is there to help you find the right fit. Visit HelloAlma.com/therapy60 to schedule a free consultation today. That's HelloAlma.com/therapy60.
So, of course, the person to blame for this blunder, yet again, is Rudy Gobert. It's Rudy Gobert again, like always. If Minnesota didn't overpay for Rudy Gobert, 5 first-round picks, a bunch of young players. If that deal doesn't get done, Kevin Durant is a Phoenix Sun. If that deal doesn't get done, Kevin Durant is trying poutine out in Toronto. If that deal doesn't get done, Kevin Durant is like, I'm bonito, I'm Miami. He is loving life, drinking mojitos in Little Havana right now. Like, that is what stopped this deal. Don't sleep, because the rest of the league looked at that deal and were like, oh, well, if Rudy Gobert commands that, then man, Kevin Durant's got it. I don't even know what that deal looks like. 10 first-round picks? And an all-NBA player or 2 all-stars? Like, nobody has that King's ransom. And so, of course, after this KD news dropped, Patrick Beverley, another guy who is known for being a shit-stirrer, sowing dissension, decided to take his frustrations out on Twitter on Kevin Durant. He said, y'all can sit and don't say nothing, but that ain't cool. It's dudes with families out here who haven't got a job because of this KD shit. And to be on and off ain't cool. Blessing, gang. That is unnecessary on Twitter. That is really a lot there. Kevin Durant, of course, quote tweeted it, had some fun. Hashtag blame KD. Blame KD for everything. Blame KD. I think he also tweeted something today and said, shout out to the tough guys who always take the tough road. It's just like Kevin Durant is like, yeah, I want to leave a bad situation. In terms of the aftermath, Brooklyn Nets are currently one of the top 4 favorites to win it all. You got KD, you got Kyrie, you got Ben Simmons, who might play 5, who is quote unquote going to be unlocked. I hope his back is unlocked. Patty Mills, Joe Harris, Royce O'Neal, TJ Warren. I hope his foot's okay. He has not played a game since the bubble. I don't know what that. Basically, Ben Simmons hasn't played a game since the bubble either. And he didn't even play in the bubble. I'm here to tell you, no shot this team wins the title. None. Don't spend your money on this measly little plus 700 bet. No shot. The hodgepodge, the gumbo pot of drama that this team is, no fucking way. No fucking way. Ask anyone, if you have access to anyone who's ever won a title, ask them. Everybody who's ever won one says the number one ingredient is not talent. It's not a roster of guys who complement one another. It's chemistry. It's camaraderie. Do you think this team has camaraderie? Do you think this team has chemistry? Unless they are in a full-blown anti-establishment coup against the Brooklyn Nets where they're winning a title just to say, fuck you to the Brooklyn Nets. I don't think there's anything that coalesces and congeals this team to win a title. Imagine when shit gets hard in January. What are they about to do? They're going to turn towards each other? You think they're going to turn towards each other? Kyrie Irving, Kevin Durant, and Ben Simmons are going to be like, let's lock in, bro. Let's lock in. No shot. Too much stuff has happened. Kyrie and the vaccinations. Kyrie and the walkabout with Cynthia Nixon, former Sex and the City star, on Zoom calls to try to get her elected. You've got Kyrie going on walkabout to his sister's birthday party. You got the James Harden trade. You got the second James Harden trade. You have the Kevin Durant injury. You have the Ben Simmons situation. I'm exhausted by this. You've got Kyrie and KD going on podcasts saying that they don't have a coach of the team. You've got, obviously, Kevin Durant saying, fuck these two guys. Fire them. I hate Steve Nash. I hate Sean Marks. I'm not staying unless they get fired. You fired my best friend and coach, who's my trainer. There is no shot. And if you're Steve Nash, that's awkward. This is an awkward thing from start to finish. The star player who you used to be called Yoda, he used to call you his Yoda, wanted you to lose your job. And now you have to coach that guy. And you have to also expect him to listen. He's already not listening. They tune him out already on the sidelines. It is going to be so spicy. This is almost better than a trade. It's a cold war now, baby. There's nothing better than a cold war inside the NBA where everyone's watching, everyone's dissecting. You're listening to every presser when they throw shade at Steve Nash when there's a bad rotation, or they throw shade at Sean Marks when they ask, just like they asked LeBron last year. They're like, do you think this, and it's going to happen all the time, do you think this roster is good enough to win an NBA title? Do you think you have enough right now to go against the likes of Giannis Antetokounmpo, Chris Middleton, and Drew Holiday? Do you think you have enough right now to beat Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown? Do you think you have enough right now to beat Steph and Klay and Draymond and the whole rest of the league? Do you have enough right now? And if they say no, that's a direct correlation, a direct shot to what Sean Marks has not achieved. You gave up Jared Allen, Caris LeVert, Torian Prince, multiple first-round picks to get Ben Simmons, Seth Curry, and Andre Drummond. That was the deal. So this year is going to be amazing. I cannot wait. And LeBron, when he said all that, he was committed to the Lakers. We'll talk about his contract a little bit later. You have all of this while you know someone actively wanted out but had no leverage, so they were like, ah, we're in this lease anyway. I don't want to move my couch. So it's hard to move. Like, I kind of like that plant. I don't know if my next apartment's going to get this much natural light. That fiddle leaf looks good in that spot. I don't really want to fuck with it right now. Maybe until I find just the right apartment, I'll stay here. We can sleep in separate bedrooms. It's no problem. But I'm not watching Love Island with you at night. I'm done. This is far from over. All that to say, this is far from over. It's only getting worse. We're only better for us. In the meantime, look for trades that are now going to be flooding in. The Patrick Beverley trades of the world. There's no way he's a Utah Jazz for long. Patrick Beverley, like I said, Dennis Schroeder, Donovan Mitchell. I'm sure that will happen at some point soon. Julius Randle is in the mix. Russell Westbrook is in the mix. Spicy, spicy, spicy. And Brooklyn, for the time being, is now quote-unquote free agent destination all over again. You've got Markieff Morris talking about going to the Nets. You've got Carmelo Anthony. You can't do that, Carmelo. After the New York Knicks video that they made for you, where you were going home, like, what are you going to do? In another borough, you're going to have a different song for you coming back to New York? You can't do that. That's disrespectful. And as much as I'd like to have the biggest trade go down in history, another year of As Brooklyn Turns, the soap opera, for a third straight year, something we can't even predict will happen. I just can't even imagine. I can't wait. And I think that's even more satisfying.